This piece was brought to you by Cane Vineyard and Winery, cane5.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure. C is for chili con carne. Hello, and welcome to The Edible Alphabet. I'm Ashley Koziak, here to take you through the history of food, one letter at a time. Today, we'll learn about a food so popular it was adopted by a state as its official dish. C is for chili con carne. Chili con carne, or simply chili, is generally made from meat cooked with fat and then combined with red chilies, liquid, and spices to create a thick soup or stew. And ingredients vary based on what region of America you're in. Native Americans in the Southwest undoubtedly prepared dishes similar to chili, and the dish as we know it originated in the region of Texas before it became a state. There are many legends of chili's origins. Some origin stories are more likely, such as it was created by prospectors or wagon cooks on cattle drives or in prison kitchens. My personal favorite story is a bit more far-fetched. Sister Mary of Agreda, a Franciscan nun living in Spain in the early 17th century, purported to have out-of-body experiences where she was transported across the ocean to share Christianity with indigenous peoples of the Americas. After one of these spiritual journeys, Sister Mary is said to have written down the first recipe for chili. Regardless of its exact origins, chili began as a peasant dish, as it could easily be prepared with cheaper cuts of meat and other inexpensive ingredients. J.C. Clopper may be the first man to describe chili in writing when he documented his 1828 visit to San Antonio and was followed by S. Compton Smith and his book Chili Con Carne, or The Camp and the Field, in 1857. Chili gained greater fame across the country when it was featured at the San Antonio Chili Stand at the 1893 Chicago World's Fair. Lyndon B. Johnson, 36th President of the United States, and also, unsurprisingly, a Texan, was known for his love of chili and had a special recipe, Pedernales River Chili. Lady Bird Johnson had the recipe printed on cards for easy mailing due to all the requests for the dish. Chili cooking competitions also took off, with the first chili cook-off to be officially sanctioned by the Chili Appreciation Society International in 1967 in Terlinua, Texas. However, it's possible the most nationally heated chili debate occurred in Washington, D.C., when in 1974, Arizona Senator Barry Goldwater challenged Texas Senator John Tower to a chili cook-off. It all started when Goldwater declared, "A Texan does not know chili from the leavings in a corral." Fighting words if I've ever heard them. Tower responded, "Comparing Arizona chili to Texas chili is like comparing Phyllis Diller to Sophia Loren." Months later, a team of judges deemed Arizona chili more akin to screen siren Sophia, and Goldwater won the challenge. While Texas may have laid claim to chili as its official state dish, it can be enjoyed in wonderful variety of ways across the country, from Cincinnati's five-way chili to Midwest chili mac and chili verde in New Mexico. What's your favorite variation? For more, follow us on Twitter at EdibleABCs and tune in next time for D is for Diner. I'm Ashley Koziak for Heritage Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.